Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm your host, Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Thursday, February 11th, and we're broadcasting live from beautiful Michigan, the Great Lakes State, where winter is still here. We're going to be talking about neck pain and how to get rid of the pain in your neck and what causes the pain in your neck. The sponsor today is FootSmartStore.com, FootSmartStore.com, where you can get arch supports for your feet to help your neck feel better. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I am the pain relief coach, and you can always get more information and sign up for your free Simple Pain Relief newsletter at simplepainrelief.com. Simplepainrelief.com. Now, your neck doesn't live all alone in its nice little apartment in your body. Your neck has a whole bunch of roommates and friends. Those are the muscles in your chest, your arms, and your back, and even in your legs and your feet. You have a smart body, and it knows what to do. Sometimes it gets a little out of kilter, and then you end up with a stiff neck. The reason that your feet are involved is because if you don't have an arch in your foot anymore or a sufficient arch, or maybe you never did, you know, some of us just never did have much of an arch, that will throw off your posture. That means it's going to throw your weight usually onto your toes. And when that happens, it throws your whole body forward, including your heavy head. And when your heavy head is forward, gravity can grab onto it, and gravity can continue to pull it forward. Well, this causes you to lose the curve that you're supposed to have in your low back. You're supposed to have a natural curve behind your waist. The curve goes toward the front of your body. When your head is collapsing off the front of your neck, it causes that curve to not be there anymore. It also causes the curve that you're supposed to have in your neck, which goes the same way, a little nice gentle curve toward the front of your body, to disappear. There are all kinds of neck dysfunctions that we can go into while we have a postural distortion. And one of the neck dysfunctions is the head just kind of drops forward. You might see people like this sometimes. They look like they're always looking at the sidewalk. Another type of dysfunction is that the chin moves forward and the muscles at the base of the skull ratchet closer and tighter together. You might see those people and think, whoa, their head is really far out in front of them. And it really is. Well, can you imagine the strain on the muscles of your neck, which are attached to your head, when that heavy head is pulling forward like that? And then, of course, if your head is in front of your body, the whole rest of your body has to fight and struggle to maintain your upright position because now it's not in a neutral posture anymore. So there are all kinds of things we can do to get into dysfunction, including having flat feet, including the muscles in the front of our body from our knees to our ears get short. If we stretch the front of our body and strengthen the back of our body, it's going to help with our posture. It's going to help move our head back over our shoulders where it belongs. And you know, even in our sleep, we can do crazy things. If you sleep with your head tilted forward or to one side or the other, like if you're a side sleeper and you sleep and your chin moves up or down instead of being straight. straight and align with your spine during the night, or if your pillow jams up, or if you lose your pillow, or if you do a stomach sleeper, anything that you do that keeps your neck in the same position for a long time can cause your neck to get crabby. Crabby muscles. When they get unhappy and they get tight on one side or go into a spasm, it's going to cause pain for you. Sometimes just sitting in a position for a long time without moving, for instance, you're visiting with your friend and your chair is not facing her, but you turn your head, or you're in a class and you're not exactly facing straight ahead, so you keep your head turned for a long period of time. That can cause your neck muscles to get crabby also. Even something like sneezing hard or coughing can cause a stiff neck, and it might be really stiff and really uncomfortable. Or an accident, a car accident. Sometimes you don't notice that there's pain for quite a while. 6 months later after that accident, you may start to have pain in your neck and in your low back. Once when I was almost in an accident, I thought sure I was going to get hit, and the woman driving the other car stopped a millimeter from my fender, and I didn't get hit. But because I saw it coming, my muscles just tightened up. My neck muscles and my back muscles just tightened up. And it took them a couple of days to relax, even though I didn't actually get hit. So when you actually take a fall or a whiplash accident, I'm suspecting even roller coasters at amusement parks will cause this whiplash type of injury to your neck. When that happens, the muscles can relax. You have a smart body. They want to relax. It just might take them a little while. When your muscles seize up, that can actually be a protective step that your body is taking to try to prevent permanent injury to you or more serious injury. But bodies are real good at going into spasm. They're not so good at relaxing. They take their dear old sweet time to relax. We're going to talk about 3 or 4 natural steps that you can take to help your neck relax. Pay attention as you apply these steps. Notice what your body is telling you. If something doesn't feel appropriate to you, don't do it. And if you go to a therapist and they're about to bend your neck or move your neck into a position that doesn't feel right to you, say no, stop. Just because they're any kind of therapist doesn't mean you have to let them do whatever they want to you. It's your body. A really good skilled therapist will feel the tension in your muscles as they're starting to go into a movement that's not appropriate for you, and they won't do it. And there are a lot of other ways to work on your neck besides stretching it. Your neck vertebrae, you have 7 cervical vertebrae, those are the bones in your neck, are only designed to move in certain ways. Nature only designed them to move in certain ways. Putting your ear toward your shoulder, even though that's something that a lot of people can do, even relatively easily, is not one of those ways. So if something does not feel right to you or does not feel appropriate, whether you're doing it or whether someone is doing it to you or for you, don't do it. Say, that doesn't feel right. I don't like that. Stop. Of course, if they won't stop, your other option is to leave. So use heat on the muscles on the tops of your shoulders. You can also apply heat to your upper chest and to your upper back, but not just your back and not just your neck. If heat is not the best treatment for you, you'll be able to tell because you're going to say, well, I feel a little bit worse now. If you use a hot shower, direct the water to your upper back and the tops of your shoulders and the front of your neck and the front of your upper chest and your arms in front. Remember, your neck doesn't live all by itself. All of those friends live with it, and they all need to be taken care of too. Now, the rule of thumb is ice for nervy pain and heat for muscle pain. Since you're not sure maybe what's going on with the pain in your neck, you can use ice on the muscles at the back of your neck. Also wrap the ice pack around your neck to benefit the muscles on the sides and the front. It might feel like the pain is in the back of your neck, but there are lots of neck muscles, and some of them are in the back, and some of them are in the front. Some muscles run from your collarbone to the back of your head. If you're having trouble turning your head from side to side or to one side, it's a good chance that it's the muscle that runs from your collarbone to the back of your head on the opposite side of your neck. Muscles are just so cool. They're so logical. And your body is so cool, too. You have a very smart body. Just needs a little help from you. If you only have a little ice pack, your muscles will just have to take turns. So what does ice do? It helps relax the muscles, and it also helps numb the pain. Here at Simple Pain Relief, there is an article. If you go down to the categories, you'll find a heat and ice category, and you can get more information about using ice. Lift your head from the crown. Pull your head up as though it's a balloon floating on your neck. When you're seated, pretend your head is a balloon. Your neck is a string. And just lift your head ever so. Make more space between those neck bones and let your head float up into the sky. And it's on the string that it's on, and soft, and the wind is blowing just a little bit. And that neck is moving ever so gently into slightly different positions, but only a very small amount. Is it a little tender somewhere? Play with it. See what it feels like. What can you do without making it tender? What makes it more uncomfortable? Don't do the more uncomfortable stuff. See what makes it less tender. It's good to keep movement going on because your muscles like to move. You were born to move. And that helps create circulation and warmth around the bones, around the muscles, whatever is tight. Stretching tight muscles doesn't help much. It's like trying to bend cold steel. But when you warm up the steel or you warm up the muscle, you're then able to move it and bend it. Try subtle, gentle, slight, little, tiny movements to help them relax. It'll also help to place your neck in the most comfortable position you can manage and do the tiny movements while you're in that position. Sometimes that position is going to be laying down. If you have some kind of liniment or oil even, you can rub it on your neck and shoulder tops. The rubbing helps at least as much as the liniment does. Remember, your chest, too. Do your chest, too. Oh, there is something that I like a lot. It's Simple Pain Relief. I think you're going to find the Cool and Fit. It says Best Pain Relief Spray. I love that. That's a great thing for necks. If you feel that you need to see your doctor, please do that. But just remember, bodies change all the time. Just because something is happening today, tomorrow could be a whole different story. And tomorrow's test, today's tests might be inaccurate by next week because your body has begun to heal itself. I want to thank you for joining me today at painreliefradio.com. Next week we'll be talking with an endocrine expert about food and pain. This is Catherine Merrill. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. For more information to get rid of your symptoms, naturally go to simplepainrelief.com. Have a wonderful week because you deserve to feel better.